We're on the record. I'm producer Sam Burmistaz, filling in for Sheila Cass today. Good morning. Do you love spending time near the ocean? Assateague State Park's Barrier Islands might be for you. More of a hiking enthusiast? Maybe check out the trails high above the Maryland Piedmont at Rock State Park. Spring is here, so pack your hiking boots, swimwear, and hammock, and consider heading to one of Maryland's 77 state parks. Later, we'll speak to a photographer who has captured some of Maryland's natural beauty along the central Appalachian Mountains. But right now, I'm joined by Angela Crenshaw, a veteran park ranger who was named director of the Maryland Park Service in November after serving as acting superintendent since the previous April. What's her plan for the future of Maryland State Parks? Welcome to the show, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me.
More than 10 years ago, you became a park ranger at Elk Neck State Park on the Eastern Shore. You were one of the few Black park rangers in the entire service. What drew you to become a ranger?
I've always felt connected to nature. I've always loved sharing African-American history, and Elk Neck was the perfect place to start. There's a historic lighthouse, a boat ramp, a swimming beach, a campground, hunting, so a little bit of everything that the Maryland Park Service has to offer.
So what does it take to become a park ranger?
I think passion and an interest. So if you care about our natural, cultural, historical, or recreational resources, you can be a Maryland Park Ranger. You also have to have a great attitude and be willing to work with a large number of people from diverse backgrounds, being our guests and our teammates as well, and an interest in being outdoors and learning new things. We have multiple different positions in the Maryland Park Service, so you're never pigeonholed into one position. And that is what I think is a lovely benefit of being a Maryland Park Ranger. But yes, anyone can be a park ranger.
What kind of people do you find thrive in that role?
People that can multitask and multitrack. If you can have 13 different projects moving around in your mind, but still open and close the park and still answer questions with a smile and still lead hikes and make sure people are safe in our swimming areas, then those are wonderful skills to have. Once again, being able to multitask and multitrack and still smile while you do your job.
In 2022, the longtime manager of Gunpowder Falls State Park was accused of sexually assaulting two employees. He was acquitted of rape but convicted of a fourth-degree sexual offense. In an interview with the Baltimore Banner, you and Maryland Secretary of Natural Resources Josh Kurtz said you intended to rid the Maryland Park Service of a toxic old boys club culture. How do you intend to do that?
Well, I'm working with our partner units, Human Resources Services, the Office of Fair Practice, and of course, leadership, so including Secretary Kurtz. Whenever there's an issue, we report it up the chain, we investigate it, and we make sure people are heard and seen, and if there's a problem, we remedy it as quickly as possible. It's very important for me to be accessible in parks and for people to know who I am and that if you have a problem, you can reach out directly to me if you need to. And so that is our plan.
2 years ago, lawmakers passed the Maryland Great Outdoors Act, which directed up to $80 million to expand and maintain state parks. How are these funds being spent?
We are spending those funds on improving our state parks, including making them more accessible. And we're also hiring a number of people. We have a number of large complexes, which are groups of parks that are managed by a single group of individuals. So we're breaking up those complexes, including Gunpowder Falls. Tuckahoe State Park is on the Eastern Shore. It is a massive complex as well. We want to break that up, make sure there's more staff and that we can serve all of our guests. And we're also breaking up Southern Maryland Recreational Complex and Seneca Creek. So that is how we plan to spend that money.
And breaking these parks up, what does that allow you to do and better serve folks who come through there?
It allows our park staff to better focus on our guests. When there's more of us, we can provide the high-quality customer service that we're known for. We can do programming. We can make sure our parks are clean, operable, safe, and user-friendly. But if we're spread very thin over thousands and thousands of acres, we can't do that. So by dividing it up, it allows park staff to focus on our guests and the resource that we pledge to manage.
And stepping back, what do you think the future of the state parks look like?
I think it's bright. I think it's beautiful. I think it is fun and full of conservation, bringing on more people, elevating folks that have been with us for a while, and making sure that people are comfortable in our state parks. And to me, that is an important part of our future.
Any particular projects people can enjoy right now in the Maryland State Parks?
Yes, at Assateague State Park, they're working on a lot of dune restoration. So the dunes at Assateague protect our campground and our restrooms and the more developed areas of Assateague. So they're making sure that our dunes will stand up to all the storms that are coming and to the ocean waves. And we also have some new cabins down at Smallwood State Park. They are part of our mini cabins, and they're new in that they have a loft and a little kitchen area, and they always have a water view. So I really love those cute little cabins, and they're available now.
This is On the Record. I'm producer Sam Burmistaz speaking with Angela Crenshaw, who's named director of the Maryland State Park Service in November. You've talked about making state parks more accessible. What does that mean to you, and how has accessibility or inaccessibility plagued the park system so far?
We've had a few issues with some of our construction contracts, and so we just want to make sure that when a building is built, we consider everything, and that is it is ADA compliant, which is the Americans with Disabilities Act, and not just the building, but the sidewalk, the parking area, the restroom, everything that goes with it when you visit a state park. And that's for our guests and for our employees as well. It's for everyone. I want to make sure everyone is welcome and comfortable, and if you can't get into the park, you can't use it and you can't have a good time. So that is key.
I imagine that can be difficult in this sort of diverse landscape that these parks cover, from the beaches to the mountains. You know, how do you make a trail up to a mountain more accessible?
We can use switchbacks, which is going back and forth instead of directly up. So there's a ramp in front of WYPR. That's basically a type of switchback, so you don't have to take stairs, and that the degree of slope is reasonable if you use a wheelchair for mobility. We can also help folks with traction. We can make sure it's not pure sand or pure gravel. You can't move on that if you have mobility issues. So there's a number of different techniques to use, and we have that in-house knowledge, but we also work with contractors and our engineering and construction unit to make sure that it's accessible.
What's your favorite state park now that it's spring to visit, and why?
That's a great question, and I get asked frequently, and I think it just depends on what I need that day. If I want to go on a very peaceful, quiet hike, I have a park for that. If I want to go sit next to the water, you mentioned Rock State Park, which has Kilgore Falls, or you can go to Gunpowder Falls if I want to go camping or glamping, or if I just want to be alone and somewhere quiet. Or if I want to share history with someone, we have a park for that too, or any of our cultural resources. So it really depends on what I need that day and what I want to show guests. You mentioned a book being written by someone about Western Maryland, so I'd like to get you out to Western Maryland and make sure you feel welcome and you see everything that we have to offer. We have some lovely gems out there.
Are there any hidden gems that people don't know about across the 77 state parks under your purview?
I think most people consider New Germany State Park one of our hidden gems. It's tucked on a mountain slope. There's a lovely lake. There's full-service cabins. There's beautiful hiking trails. And then they maintain some snow trails as well. So a lot of people consider that one of our hidden gems. I love it out there. There is no cell service. Your phone won't even try. It just says no service. So in some ways, that makes it very, very peaceful. Always a clear night sky, very friendly staff. They're known for being exceedingly friendly. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. So New Germany State Park.
So you're a veteran park ranger, and now you are director of the agency. I imagine that means you're sitting in an office a lot of your day. I mean, do you get to go outdoors and enjoy the state parks as much as you used to?
Yes, I try to be out and about. That is what gives me joy, and that is what makes me smile. I understand meetings and budgetary talks and things like that are necessary, but I want to be able to talk about all of our parks and how stunning and wonderful they are and how wonderful and passionate and kind our Park Service staff is, and I can't do that from behind a desk. So I do try to be out and about as much as I possibly can.
Angela, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure. And I'd like to welcome you and all of our listeners to visit Maryland State Parks.
Angela Crenshaw became director of the Maryland Park Service in November after more than a decade as a park ranger. Short break on the record. When we're back, a Maryland photographer captures the ancient beauty of the Appalachian Mountains. I'm producer Sam Burmistaz, filling in for Sheila Cassaday. Stay with us.